Take your Bibles, please. Turn to 2 John. 2 John, while you're doing that, I wanted to give you a request. Actually, a man that David is a good friend with, Tom Cousineau, lives in Monroe. He actually has been here and visited our church before. But remember this man in prayer, if you would, for some health needs. And I know he would appreciate that and ask that we would pray for him. Again, it is Tom Cousineau. And I don't know if I spelled it right. I spelled it C-O-U-S-I-N-E-A-U. Sounds good, doesn't it? All right. I don't know. You know, French names, some of those things, you never know. I was looking out, and it was bringing back memories. I don't know if my wife thought this way or not, but when we started our church in Indiana, we had 32, I believe, our first service, and this is already a larger crowd than that, but it reminds me a lot of those days. Of obviously, we didn't have anywhere near this auditorium, and we didn't have the quality of people like this, but in reality, we didn't. I mean, you folks have been saved a long time. You're here because you know it's right to be in church. You wanted to get something from God, and our folks then, you know, they were just new Christians, a lot of them, but it sure was an exciting time, and it always is an exciting time. And so, you know, you look around, you think, oh, you know, it's such a small, yeah, boy, what's gonna, you know, God, these are special services. They really can be. And I believe it was Spurgeon that was saved in just a small little service, and you know, not a big crowd or anything, and God spoke to his heart, and he got saved, and I suppose he did a pretty good work for God. And, you know, let God speak to your heart as we look at 2 John verse 8. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. That is probably my favorite verse for New Year's. I've probably in chapel or devotions or something, somewhere along the line, you've heard me speak about this verse or maybe even preached about it. This is just a special verse, and I want to give you some words from this verse, just some words to think about, some words to contemplate, in fact, six words, and then we will be done. I mentioned this morning, because of the weather, we will not keep you late, but let God speak to your heart and ask him to speak to your heart as I preach the message. Father, please bless now. This time, I thank you so much for these dear folks coming out in this bad weather, and Lord, I do pray for safety for everyone getting back, but more than that, I know that you have something for us, and we look forward to what you're going to do in our hearts and our lives, and that we certainly need you, Father. We need you so desperately to speak to us tonight, and bless all the folks that were not able to come, and to help them to spend a little time with you and speak to their hearts as well. But right now, focus on this group and each of our hearts, and challenges from your word, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought. The word wrought there, we would understand, is the things we've worked for. We've wrought, we've worked at, we've worked for. And he says that, but that we receive a full reward. We've worked, we've labored, we've put in, again, we just finished a year, 2013. And very clearly, the scripture is saying we don't want to lose what we've gained. Now, again, in the context, many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Certainly, there is a plea to not lose the things you've believed, to not give in on the things that you've always believed, the things you've always known to be true. You studied in the Bible. I was talking to somebody recently, and they were talking about some of our convictions and challenged me to think about, when did we start believing what we believe? And it was in Bible college. Really, I was a new convert when I went to Bible college. When Brenda and I went down to Bible college, we were as rough as anybody could be. You could not tell we were Bible college students. That summer, before school started, as we moved into our little house there in Pensacola, you would never have known had you seen us. You especially would never have known had you gone tubing with us down the river. You definitely would not have thought these are students in Bible college. You would never have thought that was possible. And we just opened up our Bibles and opened up our hearts and we learned what we believe today and that we still believe, and we're going to keep believing, Lord willing. But the only way we're going to keep believing what we believe and keep doing what we do is what verse 8 says. And that is that we lose not those things. Hey, if it was precious to us 30 years ago, it should still be precious. In fact, it should be more precious, and it is. If it was precious to you years ago and you believed it, and you believed it enough to surrender or to go to camp and kneel at an altar, or to kneel here in church at an altar, or in school at an altar, if you believed it enough then, and it was that much important to you, then it still should be precious to you. Don't lose it. Don't lose the things you work for. But again, I'm going to give you six words, and you can apply them to so many areas of your life. And I'm going to go through it very quickly. Number one, the word is review. Review. Look to yourselves. Go to Psalm 139, verse 23. Again, just write it down next to this. It is an excellent, excellent challenge, of course. And many of you have this memorized. Psalm 139 and verse 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart, try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Look to yourselves. God, search me. Every Christian, we ought to all be willing to stand under the searchlight of God and say, God, I want to know if there's anything in me that's not right. I want you to look deep in me, know my heart, try me, know my thoughts, and Lord, if there's anything there, I don't want to take it into 2014. I don't want to have it for 2014. I want to get it right before we get very far into this year. I want to be right with you. Remember when you really wanted to be right with God? For many, it was at camp. For some, it was maybe in chapel in school. For some, it was a church service. For some, it was during devotions at your home. And there was a time that you really wanted to be right with God. That's what he's talking about here. That's what he's saying. He's saying, look to yourselves. Look to, you know, we get so busy looking at everybody else. And the more you look at everybody else, sometimes the better you look. But you're not right. Amen. We're not right. You know, looking at everybody else, we can always find somebody that looks just a little dirtier, somebody that looks a little heavier, somebody that looks a little more bald, you know, or somebody that looks a little more sinful. Yeah, we always can find that. We always can find that. And I'm just telling you, folks, we have to say, God, I don't want to look better than them. I want to look like you want me to look. I want my heart to be right with you. Amen. Look to yourself. Review, okay? Ask God to show you these things. So do a review, okay? Where are you right now? How's your relationship with God today? How's your relationship with your Bible reading? Okay, you say, well, I read through my Bible. But again, I understand, and we many do that. And praise the Lord for that. That's good. But I'm talking about are you growing because you're reading your Bible, or are you just reading through your Bible? You know, are you reading it and saying, God, speak to my heart when you read it? Are you reading it and chewing on it? Are you meditating on it? Are you thinking about it? How's your relationship with God? Because that is God speaking to you. And how's your prayer time? How's your memorizing time? How's your tithing? You know, it amazes me how many people will say, oh, you know, I'm right with God, but you don't tithe. You cannot be right with God and not tithe. It's not possible. How's your service to God? How's sin in your life? How your relationship with God? You know, how is that? Review. Look to yourselves. Again, it's easy to look at everybody. Oh, yeah, look at old so-and-so. I know what they're doing. Boy, that's wicked. Right now, tonight, this night, where do you stand in your relationship with God? Where do you stand in your relationship with your family? You know, where do you stand? Your husbands and wives, where do you stand? Children with parents. Where do you stand? How's your family altar going? How's your devotions at home? You know, you say, I could have stayed home. I understand. I'm just saying. Look, again, nobody's. Praise God that we don't shine a light on somebody and all of a sudden on the screen comes our life. Praise God. Aren't we glad that's it's not like that? We all should be. But let's let God help us to review. Again, how's your relationship with God? How's your relationship with family? How's your relationship with others? Is there anybody you hate? Oh, you better believe. Okay, you know, what's God say about that? How's your relationship with others? How's your relationship with other Christians? You know, fellowship. How's your relationship with the lost? When's the last time you told somebody how to be saved? You know, again, it's a review time. Look to yourselves. Don't look at everybody else. Don't scan, you know, oh, you know, I'm looking around here. There's a lot of sin. No. How's your relationship with self? Paul said, I die daily. If Paul died daily, how many times a day should we die? You know? And again, I understand what it's saying, but I'm crucified with Christ, he said, nevertheless I live. Amen. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. You know, how's things when you're alone? How's things when you have a computer in front of you and nobody's there? How's things when you have access to TV or different areas of media, Facebook, whatever it may be, when nobody's looking over your shoulder and you know nobody else knows? How's it going? How's your thought life, your relationship with self? You see, we have to die to ourselves or we will end up in sin. And it's a great time of review. Again, the challenge is look to yourselves. Second word is refuse. Refuse. That we lose not. Refuse to lose. Boy, you have gain in your... It always amazes me when somebody, they've been married for 20-some years and then they get a divorce. I cannot understand it. It blows my mind because you're going to throw all of that out. I mean, I don't understand. That's a thing that's hard for me to understand anyway. But so you're going to throw all that out. Somebody's been serving God for years and they get off in some sin that they like and they're going to throw all that out. Everything they did, maybe a bus ministry, maybe a Sunday school class, whatever it may be, because of some sin. Or some cute little fad that's going on, or whatever it may be. As I mentioned in our Sunday school class today, this new thing, this grace thing, you know, a grace movement. And I'm all for Bible grace, but I am not for anything that says, hey, now that I'm saved, I can do whatever I want to do. God doesn't care. That's foolishness. And people are throwing out everything, putting aside everything that they used to believe and do for God, and now it's just become basically a glorified Christian social club. And how sad. Refuse to lose. Refuse to lose the things that you worked for. Refuse. Decide, I am not going to lose what I worked for. I refuse. I've took a stand all this time. I've read my Bible this time. I've memorized Scripture, and I'm not going to just throw it aside. I'm not going to throw it aside just because my friends did. I'm not going to throw it aside just because my relatives did. I'm not going to cast it off as if it means nothing. It means something, and it needs to mean something to you. The things that you work for, refuse. If it was worth starting, finish. If it was worth starting the thing, it's like a race. You know, David, he likes to run races. And Paul, he wants to have basketball practice. And, you know, if you're going to start basketball, then finish basketball. If you're going to start the race, finish the race. Amen. Refuse to lose. I that is such a challenge to me. Lose that we lose not. That we lose not. You know, what are you going to lose? Something you work for, what are you going to lose? You know, here's somebody in school, and we have some that, you know, go to school, and you know, you're working real hard, and you get those grades, but then you decide, well, I'll pass anyway. I don't need to. No, you need to keep working hard. You need to just keep working hard, and don't even take a chance on losing anything. Refuse. Number one, review. Number two, refuse. Number three, renew. 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 What do you mean? Renew promises not kept. You know, this time last year, you said, I'm going to read through my Bible, and you got to Leviticus and said, oh. Or maybe the second half of Exodus. You know, a bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, and you said, oh. You know, and okay, but you, it was the right thing. You say, yeah, but I failed. Yeah, but renew it and do it. Do it this year. You know, you said, I'm going to pray. And you said that a year ago. And a year ago, you were praying every day. But then, you know, February came along. And you know, something happened. Or maybe March. And you know, maybe it was baseball season. I don't know what it might be. And all of a sudden, you know, I just don't have the time that I had. And so but I quit. I gave. Okay, do it now. Renew that promise. You know, God will renew your strength. Look at Isaiah 40, verse 31. This is like getting a new battery. Isaiah 40, verse 31. You know this verse, memorized it, many of you. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. It's like getting a new battery. It's like an exchange, a battery exchange. They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And you just need to, you know, God, charge me up again. You say, boy, you know, there was a time I was fired up about soul winning. There was a time I was excited about my bus route. There was a time I was excited about serving God. There was a time I was excited about prayer. There was a time I was reading my Bible. And okay, God, charge me up again and keep me going so I finish it. Renew. Renew the promises that you didn't keep. And decide, this time I'm going to do it. This time I'm going to finish. Gabby's not here, but I'm so proud of Gabby because she's going to go back to college. And again, she's not going to college for me. It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with decisions that she made years ago and decisions that she's kept making. And no matter the opposition, you know, she said, hey, I'm going to do this thing. It is so important that when we make a promise to God, that I don't care how many times we fail, we get up and we do it until we finish the job. Review, refuse, renew. The fourth thing is repeat. Repeat. What do you mean? You know, if it was good enough last year, do it again this year. Repeat the promises that you kept. Do it again. Do you know that victory is contagious? I love victory. I really do. It's contagious. And the more you love victory, the more you're going to want victory. And the more victory you get, the more victory you're going to want. You know, the people that are miserable, as far as Christians that are miserable today, are people who are not having victories in their life. And we sing victory in Jesus, and there's somebody over here going, oh, victory in Jesus. And they're kind of going, what are you talking about? Because not seeing it. By the way, you had not because you asked not. I have some. There's people, you know, within the last few weeks, actually, you know, it's like, Pastor, you're not going to believe this. Here's what God did. Pastor, this one thing about our men's prayer time that's such a blessing is the testimonies that men give, and we hear the blessings of God in their lives and the victories that are taking place. And so, you know, everything that we said we would do, and then God gave us a victory on that thing that we did, you know what? Do it again. Do it again. And keep doing it, because the devil hates any victory in your life. He loves you just to kind of exist. He loves you never to take a challenge. He loves it if all we do is just kind of exist and have that social kind of a Christianity where all we do is kind of just get together every now and then. But we never beg for God to do anything. We never ask God to send fire from heaven into our lives. We never ask God for a miracle in our lives. We never ask God to pay the bill. We never ask God to meet the need. We never ask God to save the soul. And we just kind of, you know, repeat. If it worked last year, hey, if you read through your Bible last year, do it again. If you read a proverb a day, a chapter a day, do it again. And just keep doing it. Repeat. the things that you did. And then number five is reach. 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 Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, we've worked for. Now, you got to reach. You got to reach out and you got to stretch yourself. Philippians 3, look at it. Philippians 3. This is where we start making new promises to the Lord. This is where we challenge ourselves and we recognize God has spoken to my heart about some things. I love it when somebody says, you know, God's laid on my heart a bus route in this area, or God's laid on my heart this housing area, and you know, it's been a blessing with Dale Stewart and the county. And I don't know how many years ago it was, he talked to me about we need to reach our county. And one day in tears, he came in, he was weeping, and he said, Pastor, he said, I drove out by the county, and I went by some houses, and it hit me that those people probably had never heard the gospel. Nobody from our church has ever knocked on their door. And he got so excited. You know, what was he doing? I said, you know what? And here's what I said. I said, Dale, tell you what, you draw up the plan, and we'll do it. What did he do? He had to reach. He had to reach. Because he'd never drawn up a plan before like that. He'd never had to outline the county and you know, map out the county and divide it up, but he did it. What's he doing? He's reaching. It was something he could do. Then they went out and they filmed. You know, they videoed some of the county. And was that with a camera or was that with somebody's cell phone that you don't believe in? Was it a camera you believe in?
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't want it to be too modern. But you know, folks, listen to me. That's what you need to do. It's like, well, I'd go to college, but, you know, I don't see how it could. But listen to me. You don't see how, and therefore, there's no God, huh? Well, I'd like to do this bus route, and well, do it. Reach. Philippians 3. We're a familiar passage, not as though what I had already attained. Either were already perfect, but I follow after if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, and apprehended means to have grabbed, to have caught what I'm trying to catch. He said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What does God want you to do? Then do it. Then get out there and do it. Amen. Do the thing that you say, yeah, but it's hard. It is hard. But that's okay. What are you going to? I press toward the mark for the prize. And I promise you this, you'll never do it until you start pressing toward the mark. You'll never reach the mark until you aim at the mark and you take off toward the mark. You'll never do it until you start. Reach, 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 reach. All the, you know, again, okay, well, yeah, I'm gonna do the things I did last year. I'm gonna give like I did last year and pray like I did last year, read my Bible like I did last year, and I'm gonna do okay, but what are you gonna do this year that's reaching? What are you gonna do that God's laid on your heart to do? What's God put again? It's not Pastor, what do you think I should do? No, get on your knees on the altar and say, God, what do you think I should do? What do you want me to do? And I'll do it. Reach. Reach. You know, so many Christians, again, are miserable because they have no challenge in their life to reach, to move forward. Number six is the word receive. Receive. And what's that? Well, he says, but that we receive a full reward. You know, we don't have to work for our salvation, praise God, because we'd fall short every time. But we work for a reward, you know. Oh, no, bless God, I just work for God because I want the, you know, just because I love him. It reminds me of the fellow, the one guy, I love him, bless his heart. And you know what, I'll be honest with you. You know, a lot of times people say that and they're doing very little. Now, I'm not telling you to work just for the reward, but there is a reward. To me, the greatest reward is to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. to me, that I don't know of anything that would be better than for the Lord to say, well done. You did what you could. You did what I told you to do. Well done. What kind of rewards? Reward finishing the job. The reward of finishing. I remember down at Pensacola, we had a jogathon. That's how I learned about the jogathon. It's why we have it now. You can blame them from years ago. And I've never run much. I don't really like to drive that far. And we had a jogathon, and it was for the lights of the soccer field, believe it or not. I don't even know how I remember that. But we had to go out there and jog a certain distance. And I told Brenda, I said, oh, this is going to be bad. This is not going to be good because of my asthma and all that. And I made every excuse in the world, plus just being lazy. But I remember I got my red sweats and my red sweat jacket that I had and my red hat. And I went out there and I ran. And ran the jogathon, had some pledges. I think my family and that they pledged, and I went out there and ran, and it was a blessing to finish that job, to actually do it. It's rewarding. Paul said this. He said, I've fought the fight, I've finished my course, I've kept the faith. What a blessing it is to that in and of itself. I mean, it's a reward to finish the job. You start a project and you finish the project. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Some of you, you're going to have a project in the morning. And I hope somebody makes my area a project. But anyway, finish the project. You know, these young people walk across this platform and get a diploma. It is a blessing. You walk across the platform at the college, it is a blessing because you did it. You know, well, I'm not going to make any money off. But it's, you did it. You finished the job, and it's a reward. You know, you finished sophomore English. Hallelujah. You know, you finished. It's so rewarding to finish. So many things don't get done in our lives. It's so sad. I often think over all the years of being a pastor, how many people started and never finished. Started a bus route, quit. Started a Sunday school class, quit. Started a ministry in the church, quit. All excited, boy, fired up, quit. Stood up on a platform, faced a young lady and said, I will, and quit. Or a young lady stood up here, looked at the young man, they just were giggling, and they quit. I think of so many, you know, God, I'm going to tithe, I'm going to give, and they quit. There's a reward in finishing. That first faith promise commitment that I made as a long-haired hippie Christian, I'd just gotten saved, hadn't been saved very long, made my faith promise commitment, I think it was $5 a week. And I was determined, I'm going to do this, $5 a week, every week. Now, I got to be honest, I got behind a couple times, but I made it up. And I got behind pretty far a couple times. And, you know, now we're looking at $30, $30, wow. But you know what, when that year was up, I was so excited. Why? Because I did it. There's a reward in finishing. Some of you, do you know why you're miserable? Because you just haven't finished the job, and you need to finish. There's a reward of peace, you know? Isaiah said, run and not be weary. There's a reward of rest because the job's over. You did it. There's a reward of the blessings, the reason you made the promise in the first place. There's a reward of getting rid of that guilt because God's been after you. You know, God gets after you, and he wants you to do something. And it's like, you know, there's so many people backslidden to this day just because they said no, God, too many times. There's a reward of making the devil mad. There's a reward of pleasing God. You see, receiving the full reward. There will be You know, we'll, in a few weeks, we'll ask how many people read through their Bible. And actually, we have some of them already because they've turned in their little slips, and they'll get to come up here and they'll get their little certificate. And you know, it doesn't get them a raise of any kind. It doesn't. We've tried to submit it to the newspaper a couple times, and they don't put it in the newspaper. They'd rather put somebody shooting pool at Diamond Gyms. But, you know what? You're going to feel pretty good that you did it. You're gonna, because there were days that you, I'm not going to read today. I think I'll just skip. And then you got behind by like 20 chapters. And you had to make that up. But then you're going to get that certificate. Wow, I did it. I did it. And folks, look to yourselves. Don't look at everybody else. That we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Let's bow our heads, please. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed.